The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, fellow old dogs. I just wanted to mention our great sponsor for today's show, Equity and Help. Yeah, they've been on before, but we love them. One of the reasons why is that I remember living in Haiti. One of the things we did was to help people find housing. And I love the idea of helping people in the U.S. get into a home who might not normally be able to do so. And you see an 8 to 12 return on investment, which doesn't hurt too much either. Well, check them out at equityandhelp.com. That's equityandhelp.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is buying a cabin for an investment property. But before we get started, hey, I'd just like to touch base with you guys and make sure you're all doing good out there, and hopefully you're building up your portfolios or at least stabilizing and growing your current properties, or if you haven't started yet, that you're getting all that background information so that you're prepared to make that first purchase. So I hope you're all doing good, and let's jump into our tip of the week. Reserves. Now, I know you've heard us talk about reserves before, but this is a very important topic, and I think it's even more important when you think of just what's happened with COVID and some of the hits the rental property industry got hit with. And I think just being prepared is important. Maintaining cash reserves to pay large or unexpected expenses is a critical component of a real estate investor's financial plan. Your first financial goal once your property is rented is building your cash reserves. You should have that actually before you purchase that first property. Have those reserves ready to go. Cash management is the foundation of financial wellness, and you really need to maintain a good reserves and replenish as you use it. Prioritize savings in your rental property budget, so when you do take money out, you are replacing it. Real estate investors who do not build and maintain adequate cash reserves and sources of liquidity risk personal financial damage or having to actually sell their property at a loss. I've seen situations where people absolutely have nothing else to tap into and they have no other choice but to sell. I would say, I used to say that it was smart to have at least 6 months reserve. I would say in light of eviction moratoriums and a lot of the other uncertainty in the state of the economy, I would say err on the side of wisdom here, and that is I would say 12 months reserve is not too much to ask. I think it's a real wise thing. Anything can happen. So if you had, for example, a property that rents for $800 per month, then I would say you should keep at least $9,600 in reserves to cover any kind of emergency that could happen. It could be something that is a weather related or a flood, or it could be a air conditioning unit that goes out. It could be any number of things that can hit pretty hard, especially in uncertain economic times. So make sure you maintain good, solid reserves. Well, let's jump into our topic here, buying a cabin for an investment property. While there are many ways of investing in real estate, buying a vacation investment property is the most basic of them all. In fact, that's how a lot of real estate investors start. They actually have a little vacation home and they just have it for the family generally, but then they say, hey, why don't we rent it out when we're not there? And then they're actually enjoying the income. And before you know it, they are a real estate investor. So, this is a kind of a good way to start for a lot of people, and it's not too overbearing because you can buy a little cabin for a pretty reasonable amount. You can use it for generating short-term vacation income in the form of rent. You can enjoy it for family vacations. It could be a great place for the family to go and come together, or maybe just running away with the missus or the mister here getting that little romantic getaway that we need as married couples and so forth. I think it's important to be able to have that time away too. So, and you add to that the little profit that you make on the side when you're renting it out. Whether you put it through Airbnb or VRBO, it starts to add up. There's also tax advantages and some other things. So if you're looking to invest in property, maybe thinking of an outdoor cabin located in the mountains or perhaps a picturesque seafront with breathtaking views, just think how amazing that would be. And like I said, you get to enjoy it for yourself as well as renting it out. Owning a cabin would give you the much needed chance to get away from the traffic and the noise of the city and enjoy a deserved breather in the country. If you think it's your time to bring this dream to fruition, this podcast is for you. Today, I'll look at what a cabin is, the benefits of investing in one, and some tips you can use before driving in headfirst. So when we talk about a cabin, what are we referring to? And it's also referred to as a cottage or a small home, commonly found in rural areas. While a cabin may be used to describe a log structure, it could be just a standard house, a tiny house or a smaller house that you use for not only for your own vacations, but it's something you can generate income from as well. Some investors will buy one to use as a primary residence. There's a lot of folks living up in the mountains here in Southern California that actually move to their vacation homes once they retire and the kids move out. Another type of buyer may look at it as a way to just to get away, or maybe it's a place the kids as they grow up and have their own families, they can come and use the sort of the family cabin as well. And then there's those that see it as a great opportunity to earn some extra money with short-term rentals through Airbnb or VRBO. There are many different types of cabins to invest in. Your sort of your typical log cabin, which are usually more rustic and it looks and feels like, the outdoors, the great outdoors. And there's also A-frame cabins. There are family cabins, which are larger type cabins where you can have, all of your kids, grandkids, cousins, and you can accommodate a lot of people for a big family gathering. It's also great for the vacation rental business too, because you can have a lot of people. You can charge per head in a place like that too. And then there's this really tiny little one bedroom type cabins that are out there, and some people just really want to get away, and you can have those in a little more rural type areas. So there's different types of cabins you can have. What should you consider before buying a cabin? Just like buying a home, you have to make sure that you consider all the factors involved. I think one of the key things is, especially if you're thinking about renting it out, is location. You want it to be in a nice location for you as well. But the closer it is to key things of interest to potential local tourists, the better. You want to be something, you know, in the woods and, you know, beautiful area, maybe hiking trails, ski resorts, maybe a beach location, something maybe near tourist attractions. All in all, you know, buying a cabin located where it's easier to rent it out will help you to charge higher rates, too. Now, you can have a cabin that's out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and you'll probably be able to rent it out, but you may not get a lot of money for it. But if you have it in a prime area, you know, you can get hundreds a night, and depending on the size of it, even some cabins up nearby here in Southern California can rent out for $1,000 a night. So, it just depends on where it's located and what the amenities are and so forth. You know, a lot of people do want things nearby. Maybe it's a ski slope, or they're going to want an internet connection, maybe restaurants. So you have to weigh all those factors in. So location is really key. And then, you know, you might want to shop around in an area, actually go and rent an Airbnb and check out a local cabin and see how it feels. And then just, you know, try to think, you know, hey, could I find a place that would be similar to this? How's the weather? Is it snow in the winter? Is it nice? And are there water activities during the summer? You know, are amenities accessible? Those are all kind of the things that you want to take a look at. You know, other boats, you can get boats and rent it out and go out in the lake, you know, during the summertime, and maybe fishing. Can they, you know, can you go skiing in the winter time, and how far are the slopes? So those are some of the things that you want to take a look at. Also have to look at what costs are associated with various factors there too. Is you want to make sure that you know, you have the proper insurance. If it is in a snow area where you might get a lot of snow, you might want to prepare yourself. If there, you know, roof caves in or something of that nature, or you're maybe as a hurricane zone, or that might be on the Florida coastline or something. In buying a cabin or a cottage, it's important to ask yourself what you plan to use it for. Do you want a place where you and your family will want to escape a few times out of the year? Do you want an investment that could generate passive income by renting it out to travelers? If these prospects don't appeal to you in any way, then, you know, maybe cabin ownership isn't the move you should be looking for. Maybe you should be looking for something more of a longer-term investment, a rental property. Financial freedom doesn't have to be a pipe dream. With investments in real estate, they may be hit or miss, all depending on how the market's looking for the coming years. Now, what if there was a method that included both stability and benefits to hardworking families in need without sacrificing your return? Equity and Help have cracked the code with a proven method that offers steady cash flow while making a difference. Equity and Help locates the properties, fixes the properties up, finds the perfect families to live there, all to ensure that you get the best return while families enjoy their happy new home. That is achieving financial freedom while making a difference. For more information, call your Philanthro Investor Consultant from Equity and Help at 844-552-8828 or visit equityandhelp.com/podcast to become a Philanthro Investor. That's EQITYANDHELP.com/podcast. There are different types of cabins, as I mentioned. You have to look at the number of rooms. If you, a lot of times for the mountains, you might want to have plenty of extra space, bunk beds and rollaway beds and all kinds of stuff. So the more people you can fit in there, the more you can charge. And plus it accommodates you know, larger families that want to go and get away also. The space utilization is important. Think of how you can use the available space to accommodate more people. That, I think, is real key. So bunk beds, as I mentioned, futons, sofa couches, things like this, it will help accommodate more people. Think of how you want to use the cabin so that you can purchase the appropriate type and size. For example, if you want a getaway for you and your family, you know, get a family-sized cabin with a larger floor plan and storage space. Also, just like with buying of any real estate, you have to take a look at the financial part of it. And, Just like you would go through any kind of home buying process, you need to line up your finances, establish a budget, know how much you're willing to place as a down payment, and ensure you can back up your offer. Some of the things that you'll need to know, you might want to get a pre-approval, especially in today's market where things go fairly fast. I would say this market is probably a little slower than your typical residential house where people are going to be living there. But nonetheless, real estate in general is going quickly. And there are a lot of people moving to resort areas that are either quitting their jobs early or they're looking for a smaller home or they're downsizing. So I think getting a pre-approval will help you to, when you find the property you want, that you can move quickly on it. There are stricter qualifications, of course, when you're buying a vacation home. Since it's not your primary residence, you may need to have a higher credit score. The interest rate for the mortgage will probably be higher. Lenders take higher risk when lending your money for a vacation home, so they have to compensate for that. Renting may attract different terms. You have the option of renting out your cabin when you're not using it. Once the lender happens to know that you'll be renting it out, it'll be considered an investment property. And so that, they do look at investment properties differently. That means they'll charge higher interest rates. And if you rent the cabin out for 15 days or more a year, you'll have to report the rental income. So you have to be aware of those additional charges. Ensure you speak to your lender and have all the terms clear before you even start shopping so that you know what to expect as a vacation home and an investment property. Also, there's going to be property maintenance costs and utilities that you have to be aware of. There's water that's going to be a factor. If you're going to have a lot of people coming and going out of the property, like an Airbnb, VRBO, you need a cleaning crew and backup cleaning crews that can clean on a dime and be able to turn the place around. People that you trust, people that you feel comfortable, being in the house when you're not there. You also want to make sure that if there's water issues, it has septic systems, you'd have to be aware that you're going to have to clean those out periodically. Winterization, if it gets cold enough to freeze, that you want to make sure that your pipes aren't frozen. So you're going to have to make sure that, again, you turn off the water and drain it, as you move into the winter months. Also, you want to, aware of the fact if you're on a lakefront, you might have to pay lake access fees and maintenance fees. And sometimes you may have HOA fees, depending on the community. So someone will have to, pay for that and keep the house maintained and the area maintained. Accessibility is key. Again, I wouldn't try to find something too remote, although some people like that. They want a teepee in the middle of the desert or something like that. And that's kind of a whole specialized area of Airbnb. But, again, if you're looking for sort of mainstream vacation rentals, you want to make sure that the roads are easy to get to when it snows, that they're going to be possible to drive up or a driveway you can park on, things like that, practical things that you're going to need to in order to attract a good good tenants and renters. There's also insurance fees. Owning a cabin or a cottage may sound sweet to the ears when talking about passive income. However, you may think twice about it when you think about the insurance fees. Think about it from the insurer's perspective. Cabins tend to be in remote locations, far away from emergency services. If, for example, your cabin caught fire, it could take the firefighters a long time to get there. In addition, if your cabin is on the waterfront, there's maybe a risk of hurricanes or flooding. Be prepared for insurance costs before you purchase a vacation home, and make sure when you're shopping that you have a good realtor locally that can talk to you about flood zones and other types of issues that might pertain. Real estate investors who own cabins enjoy various benefits from their investments. Unlike hotels, a cabin gives you a chance to escape from your day-to-day activities and not see people for a while if you want to just literally get away. Here are some of the reasons why it makes sense, financial sense, to invest in a cabin. You'll save money. Renting a cabin for a number of days is expensive if you're just going to rent it on your own. If you have your own place, and you're just scheduling it on your Airbnb calendar and you're just popping in there, it's you're not only saving money, but you're making money on the property. It becomes much more cost effective to do a holiday vacation, for example. And then when you own one, you know, there you can block out the times that you want to go there and pick and plan ahead for your trips, and then use the rest of the time maybe to rent out and as an income source. A land investment, investing in land grows, and the value of our investment over time will grow too. So you've got the appreciation on top of it. Over time, it'll go up in value, and hopefully you're buying in an area where that is the case. Cabins built on a larger piece of land give you even more benefits. You and your guests can enjoy the holiday without feeling as if your neighbors are intruding. You have space and have a little bit of room around your cabin. Passive income, of course, you have for shorter term gains. You can list your cabin on Airbnb, as I mentioned. Other than give you passive income, the rent you get from it will help you settle maintenance costs and maintain it in a good fashion. If you want to spend your holiday elsewhere, the rent from your cabin can have that sorted out as well. So how do you buy the cabin? Depending on your financial situation, there are you have various options. You could take a second mortgage and or a HELOC on your home and use that to purchase it or to buy a bit, do a down payment, depending on how much it costs. You could do a cash out refi, again, to be borrowing against your existing home, your primary residence. If you're unable to do either of those options, you can just start saving for the down payment. Again, some of these homes are very reasonable. There's a Zook Cabins. Dave Zook has been a guest on our show, and he has a company that makes prefab cabins, really, really great cabins. I mean, handcrafted by the Amish community where he lives. And you can put up a little tiny cabin for, I mean, hardly anything. You'd be surprised how inexpensive. And yes, you do have to put in the foundation and so forth. And most of that comes in the kit, but you would, you know, have to make sure you get running water and electricity and so forth to the property. But that there are a lot of kit cabins that you can actually build. So if you can get a piece of land inexpensively, then you just throw a little cabin on it and boom, you're in business. So there are some great opportunities. You know, buying a cabin can be a lucrative investment if done the right way. If you want to buy one in the future, start planning as early as now. You'll need to establish the most suitable location to invest in. This is essential as it'll determine rental rates you'll set as well. Also know how much you want to pay for maintenance expenses. The property fees are vital as they determine your return on investment. So really know your numbers just like any rental property that you would buy. The real estate market is highly competitive. Investors who identify great deals before anyone else and who use those opportunities to invest end up better than other investors. So shop and spend a number of months looking and actually visiting places, staying in different places, seeing where you think you might want to buy. Investing in a cabin has a threefold benefit, and I think you could probably even come up with more, but first one is you'll have a great little vacation getaway for the family, or perhaps maybe something you'll want to move once your kids are all out of the house. You might even want to move there for your retirement. It's a great little getaway where family memories will be made. Number two, it's a great way to generate additional income. Who does not want additional cash flow income here? It's a great way to generate that short-term rental income, which right now is very strong in the Airbnb communities right now. there's some great, great opportunities there. And then, you know, you also have the third fold there, and it's an appreciating asset. So it will grow in value each year. And you're going to be getting, it's going to be collecting value, and it'll be something you can hand down to your kids. And again, you know, they could use it in the same way that you would use it. It's also a valuable and viable tax write-off that you can use as well, because of it is a rental property. So there's a whole series of benefits that you can see with a cabin. So something to think about, at least if maybe you haven't started with your rental property portfolio, and this could be a great way to do it and kind of ease into it, because it'll be a little house that you guys can access as a family, and that maybe it'll stay in your family for generations. Well, that's it for today. Remember, everything I talked about here today, and there will be some links. I've got a number of links and some other shows that I've talked on about this subject, and so you can check those out as well. All the show notes, of course, are on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Buying a Cabin for an Investment Property. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.